There's been a lot of action just this week on climate change. First of all, in London, we have Tony Blair calling climate change the biggest threat humanity faces, following a report commissioned by his government that was delivered by Sir Nicholas Stern, a former chief economist for the World Bank. It predicts an economic depression, if not chaos, unless carbon dioxide emissions are controlled starting now. We're talking with Ian Bruce, a climate campaigner for the David Suzuki Foundation. Ian, do you think this British report will have any impact here in Canada?
Most certainly. This report is the first extensive report on the economics behind global warming and the serious threat of climate change on our global economy. And this comes from a voice that beforehand has not really been in the debates, and here we have one of the most accredited economists in the world, clearly saying that the cost of inaction is far too great, and it will risk the future economy of the world if we don't take action.
Well, just this week, NDP leader Jack Layton demanded and got an emergency meeting with Prime Minister Stephen Harper, saying he would attempt to bring down the government unless Harper put some real action into the new climate legislation. And I can't think of a more urgent worry for Canadian voters. Do you think these political moves are going to bring Canada closer to climate reality?
Well, most certainly, I believe that Canadians have high expectations that the government needs to take action, and that are fed up with the simple rhetoric that has been delivered so far. We're seeing it throughout the country, for example, in Quebec, where the province of Quebec has put forward a very legitimate climate change action plan that includes significant policies that will help cut back on pollution there. And I think we're seeing more and more understanding in the media as well about this issue, and it's a top-of-mind concern for Canadians. And I think that the costs of climate change to Canada's economies as well is starting to mobilize people and to demand, and for the voters that are now demanding that the government put forward a legitimate and credible climate change plan.
Well, even people like the forest industry and the mining industry are worried about the lack of water and the disappearing pine trees with the pine bark beetle.
Exactly. Exactly. In BC alone, I think we'll be facing perhaps loss of the forestry industry because of climate change. So the question is, are we willing to jeopardize our water resources next and other industries such as fishing? These are all things that will have severe economic effects on our communities and on our economy here in British Columbia.
There's a Global Day of Action tomorrow night in downtown Vancouver, and that's part of a worldwide gathering in dozens of cities to shine light on the upcoming climate talks in Nairobi, Kenya. What are those talks?
Those talks are follow-up talks to the Kyoto Protocol. So that's the international efforts to reduce global warming by cutting back on heat-trapping emissions. So this is, there'll be over 180 nations represented at these meetings, and the focus of the meetings will talk about putting the first phase of Kyoto into action, which many countries are doing and Canada has yet to do, and also focusing on the next stage of Kyoto, which of the Kyoto Protocol, which will mean more and more countries joining in on the Kyoto Protocol with binding cuts in greenhouse gas pollution. So these are the meetings that are being held there, and there'll be a lot of pressure on Canada to strengthen its position on climate change, because simply we've completely abandon our commitments to date and have no climate change plan whatsoever on the table.
Is the Canadian government playing any pivotal role at the talks?
Unfortunately, at the last talks in Bonn, Germany, the Canadian government was playing a very obstructionist role in in efforts to combat climate change, and we certainly hope that the Harper government will strengthen Canada's commitment and put the resources and regulations necessary to reduce Canada's emissions. Clearly, we've made international commitments regarding our role in combating climate change, and it's important that we step up to the plate and take on that responsibility, especially in light of the fact that we're trying to also get other countries such as China and India, countries whose emissions will grow in the future if action isn't taken. We're trying to build credibility in order to convince them that they need to take action as well.
Well, I think it's going to take some public pressure to wake up the Harper government. And there is this gathering tomorrow night on the steps of the Christ Church Cathedral at the corner of Georgia and Burrard in downtown Vancouver, starting at 6 p.m. It is organized by the Anglican Church, but it's not really a religious event. I didn't see anything about this in the Vancouver papers, and even some big environment groups don't seem to be promoting it much. Personally, we saw the communist empire in Eastern Europe fall when people took to the streets night after night. I'm wondering, what will it take to get people in British Columbia really active to save their climate?
Well, I think that things are starting to change and people are starting to mobilize. I mean, every day, weekly, we're seeing front page coverage of the potential effects of climate change if we
That's
don't take
true.
Action. And these are coming from voices now outside the environmental circle as well. I mean, we are now have the leading economists in the world telling us that we need to take action. So I think that it's only a matter of time before British Columbians wake up to this fact, and I think that certainly it's important that we realize that a healthy environment is the economy. We rely on the environment to sustain all of the processes that we have going on in our communities. And these, I believe that it's important for Canadians to start putting environment on the election ballot when they go to vote. And it'll be important in the coming months that we put forward to all candidates running in any election that they have a strong platform that addresses global warming.
You know, the British author and columnist George Monbiot, he says we should all stop watching television and become climate campaigners, each and every one of us, until our children's future is safe. And I know David Suzuki's been very strong on climate change, and I see he's speaking coming up November 27th. Will the climate crisis be part of his speech, do you think?
Most certainly. This is the greatest environmental and economic threat facing the planet today. So it's a big focus of David's work and as well as the work of the foundation here. So it's something that we are actively working on and putting pressure on both the federal and provincial governments to take responsible action to reduce climate change.
How do people find out about David's upcoming appearance and the Suzuki Foundation?
You can go online to our website at www.davidsuzuki.org, and there's a full list of David's appearances as well as our press releases and recent reports and more on information on how people can get involved in making a difference.
Well, Ian Bruce, thanks for talking with Radio EcoShock, and will I see you downtown at the Global Day of Action tomorrow night?
You'll likely see me there, so I'll be out in force.
Good for you.